It's them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And comparing how tall you are, you would say he's not as tall as.
I am.
Or the other way around, I'm not as tall as.
He is.
And he can do it better than.
I can.
If you could run 2 miles and then had to stop, you would say 2 miles is the blank I can go.
Is the maximum.
Or what's another word?
Is as far as I can go.
Okay, that's good. And if something belonged to me, you would say it's...
Mine.
Or it belongs to me.
It's hers.
Or you're talking to me, you would say it's...
It's yours.
Or if it belongs to him, it's...
His.
Belongs to them, it's...
Theirs.
Belongs to us, it's...
Ours.
Okay. If people have been to visit you and they are about to leave, that you might say to them, well, I hope blank will come back again.
Hope you will come back again.
If it's a bunch of people, what would you say?
All of you.
Would you ever say...
Y'all.
You say that?
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, I begin letters sometimes when I'm writing to a family. Dear y'all.
Oh, that's nice. Then if you were asking... Well, you looked out the window and you saw that a car which belonged to several people was about to get hit. You would say somebody's about to hit...
That car.
You're talking,
his car.
You're talking to the several people it belongs to. Somebody's about...
Your
to,
car.
Would you ever say y'all's car?
You might, uh-huh.
How would you say it?
They're going to hit y'all's car.
Okay. And if you wanted to know the names of some people who had been at a party, you might say blank was there.
He was there?
You're asking the names of people.
Oh, was he there?
No, you're asking about a bunch of people.
Were they there?
Is would you ever say who all was there?
Who all was there? You might. And who all is not good English,
right.
But...
And if you had to miss church and you wanted to know what the preacher said, you might ask, blank, did he say?
What did he say?
Would you say what all?
You might say what all.
Okay. If there were some children who belonged to more than one family and you were asking about the identities of their parents, you might say, blank children are they?
Whose children are they?
Did you ever say who alls?
I doubt that seriously.
Okay. I think we got all the alls, didn't we? Yeah. If no one else will look out for them, they've got to look out for
them. For themselves.
And if no one will do it for him, he's got
to... Have to do it for himself.
Okay. What is made of flour and baked in a loaf?
Bread.
Okay. We've got about 10 minutes, I think, on this reel. Stop. What are some different types of bread?
Whole wheat bread. Salt rising bread, biscuit, corn bread. No, you said flour, though.
Get to the cornbread in a minute.
Pancakes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there another term for pancakes?
Yes. Well, griddle cakes is one, but that's not... Flapjacks is what I'm trying to think of.
Do you ever say batter cakes?
Batter cakes, uh-huh.
Which is the oldest term?
Probably batter cakes.
Which is the term that you're most familiar with?
Well, pancakes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, we're doing breads, weren't we? You mentioned cornbread. What do you mean by that? What do you put in cornbread?
Meal and eggs and milk, buttermilk usually. Mm-hmm. And then there are some that you call hoe cakes that are made out of meal and water.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's pone bread that has milk and some sort of grease and meal that you form into a pone.
What is a pone?
Well, it's an oval sort of pone and your batter is stiff enough that it will sort of be round on top as well as